25, it's not on the list, so. That would be Mr. Craig Harrell. Okay, and, okay, we're gonna do a little bit of dancing here.
We gotta do executive session first.
Yeah, but his attorney is leaving, so we'll pop out of executive session and back into executive session.
Right.
You can do that? Okay, we're gonna do some, yes.
Not my problem.
Do the executive session one first?
Yes. Yeah, so we're gonna do the, okay, everybody, we've got Mr. Craig Harrell is the next item. He's got one item in executive session, one item for open session. His attorney is leaving shortly, so we're gonna do the executive session item first, then we're going to recess the executive session, do the open session, then go back into executive session. Do I need to do the settling?
Yes. Hi, Mr. Harrell, this is the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, and I'm going to try to conference in your attorney, Catherine Tank. So this is gonna put you on hold just for a minute, okay?
95.
All right, she may be on point.
Okay, we're gonna give her a try, just a minute, please.
Okay, thanks.
Should we can't postpone this to the next meeting, can we? Oh, okay, okay.
So it's no big deal.
Yeah, that's right. I'd just like to give her.
You can do a public records request on.
Hello, this is Katie.
This is the Oregon Government Ethics Commission, I'm going to conference you in with Mr. Harrell, and you're on speakerphone.
Thank you so, thank you.
Mr. Harrell?
Yes.
Okay, and Attorney Tank, you're there as well?
I'm here, just to note, I am gonna be boarding a plane soon, so if I disappear, that is what happens.
Okay, Ms. Tank and Mr. Harrell, thank you very much. I'll try and move through this quickly as you're getting on an airplane. We are determining whether to proceed with investigation or dismiss a complaint. The staff recommendation is to dismiss the complaint, so we'll go to a staff report first. And so let's begin with that.
Chair Burke, Commissioners, item 95 is a preliminary review report in this matter. As the commission may recall, Mr. Harrell appeared in a prior matter in December. On March 21st of this year, we received a letter from Stephen Lede, a copy of which is in your meeting books. Section 5 of the letter is the only part that relates to a new complaint or this preliminary review. The remainder of the letter is addressed separately in the agenda item 84. The new complaint alleges two violations of 244040 by Mr. Harrell. First, it alleges that he used the COID attorney, Matt Singer, for his personal representation in the prior matter, allowing him to delay hiring his own attorney. During the investigation in that prior matter, the investigator communicated with Mr. Singer in order to obtain records and information as permitted by statute. The attorney did respond on behalf of the district, but never asserted that he represented Mr. Harrell. The second allegation in the complaint in the new matter alleged that Mr. Harrell violated 244040 by using his position as district manager to make inaccurate representations about COID activity and records, so as to avoid financial penalty by the commission. This related primarily to his stay at the Fire Sky Resort, which was a matter examined in the prior case. Information available during preliminary review does not suggest that he engaged in a prohibited use of office with respect to how the information was provided to the commission. Therefore, with regard to the issues in this preliminary review alone, there does not appear to be a substantial objective basis to believe he violated the statute.
Very good, any questions for staff? Okay, seeing no questions for staff, is there anything that you would like to say, either Mr. Harrell or Ms. Tank?
I'll let Katie go first.
Okay, Ms. Tank?
I we lost.
Well, she may have boarded the plane.
That's all right, okay.
I would say that we had a thorough investigation. I felt that it was fair, and when I appeared in front of you, I believe that I had answered all the questions openly and honestly, and that's where I'm at.
Okay. Very good.
This is Attorney Tank. Are we in executive session at this point?
Yes. Is
that the two new charges? Okay.
Yes.
So this is not the session to discuss reopening the prior investigation. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Well, I would just say we agree with the preliminary findings of the staff with regard to these two new charges. Mr. Singer was COID's attorney providing assistance at the direction of the COID Board of Directors. Mr. Harrell never engaged Mr. Singer as an attorney, never asked him to take any action on his behalf. Mr. Harrell engaged me around December 2nd. Later on in the proceedings, and he elected not to have legal representation prior to that. With respect to the fireside, this was addressed in the original charges, and these were determined to be business expenses to the extent there were personal expenses. When Mr. Harrell extended his stay after all of his business meetings and attending the conference, he did pay for those himself. He reimbursed the district in full for all the personal expenses related to that, and never used his office in any way to manipulate the investigation or hide documents or anything of that nature, and I don't believe there's any evidence in the record to support that.
Okay, very good. Commissioner Sugar has a question?
No, I have a motion.
A motion, okay.
I move to adopt the staff recommendation and dismiss the complaint.
Okay, it's been moved to adopt staff recommendation. For the discussion, seeing none, we'll go to a vote.
Commissioner Mason?
Aye.
Commissioner O'Day?
Aye.
Commissioner Sugar?
Aye.
Commissioner Sosa?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner
Keene?
Aye.
Chair Burke?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, the motion is dismissed, and at this point I'm going to recess the executive session. We'll go back into standard session. We'll go into item number 80.